Recordings have started.
Great. Thank you, Iris. One moment. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all. Welcome to the CCWG New GTLD Auction Proceeds Call on the 11th of May, 2017 at 1400 UTC. In the interest of time today, there will be no roll call, but for reference, we do have 13 participants online. Attendance will be taken via the Adobe Connect room. So if you're only on the audio bridge today, would you please let yourself be known now? Thank you. Hearing no names, I would also like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I will turn the call back over to Jin Zhao.
Thank you very much, and thanks everybody to make the call this time. I know some of you are about to traveling back or you're on your way back from the GDD meeting in Madrid. Our dear co-chair, Erica, we just got a note from her that she sent her apology because of the probably the electricity outage in her neighborhood. So we'll try to see if we can get her back in. So for the time being, I would, try to help and lead the call. And then let's just get started. So as you can see from the Adobe room, the proposed agenda, the format is pretty much like what we had previously. We always start asking everybody to make sure that you have the updated DOI. So if anybody has a new DOI, something changed during the course of these 2 weeks, please. This is a good time to make the update, and always please use the mailing list to do so. So I'll pause here to see if anybody has an update. And I also see Marika, you have your hand up. So Marika.
This is Marika. I just wanted to know, because I have received some questions of list from a number of working group members and participants, and specifically in relation to question six and how to respond there. So I just want to reiterate there that for those that at this stage have no knowledge or awareness that either their employer or the organization that they may represent is planning to apply, they can state as such in the DOI, and note as well that, of course, that may change over time. Because I know that several of you are in a situation where your groups may not have discussed this yet, or it may all depend on the framework or mechanism that is chosen at the end of the day. So I think what we're looking for, and I think that has been highlighted before as well, it's really a question of transparency. So just, basically be upfront about, if you're not aware of any intention, just state that, but make sure indeed if that intention changes or you become aware of new information that indicates that your group or employer is likely to apply, please communicate that then to the list and make sure that your DOI is up to date.
That's great, and thanks for the reminder, Marika. So as you just correctly pointed out, the condition and the intention might change from time to time. So the purpose always that we ask about if there's any updates on the DOI is, making sure the transparency, and with the ongoing process as we are deciding the framework, the mechanism. So I think this is always helpful and useful that you can do so. I see Caroline, Aina, you have your hands up. Please go ahead. Carolina? Can you hear us, or? I can, okay. In the Adobe room, I can see that she's typing. No, Carolina, we couldn't hear you. We'll probably proceed. While we're waiting, so I would suggest that Carolina, for you, if you can leave your remarks, even if this is an update, please leave the text in the Adobe room or send in to the group. That would be very that would be very helpful. So thanks very much. I can see somebody speaking. Carolina, is that you?
Yeah, this is me. Sorry, I was just having trouble getting the audio set up. Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's great. Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with the group an update on my DOI.
Sure, go ahead. This is a good time to do so.
Okay, perfect. So essentially following the discussions in the last couple of weeks, upon discussing with the organization that I represent, I am with LACNIC, the Latin American and Caribbean Internet Address Registry. We decided to update my DOI for question 6. We essentially changed my answer from yes to maybe. Essentially, until mechanisms are established, we cannot assert whether we will be applying for funding or not. So we've made that that update to the DOI. So I just wanted to share that with the group.
Got it. Fully noted, and thanks very much for letting us know. Okay, so point well noted. We will ask the staff to help update, and if you can, we understand that the situation changed from yes to maybe. And I probably have one follow-up question: is would this require further explanation, or probably we can talk to you separately on this? But anyways, thanks very much for letting us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
okay.
I actually sent the DOI to Marika and Terry, and it's already up on the website. So
got it. Okay.
I'm done. I just wanted to let everybody know.
Thanks very much. It's really helpful. Okay. Okay, let's move on to the next item on the agenda is the status for our response to the ICANN board letter which was sent to us approximately 2 months, 2+ months ago. We spent some time working on it, and I thank everybody who made the contribution to the letter. And once again, I think we are, having everybody to comment on, actually Marika's draft, and I think we, myself and Erica, we feel that the letter, as you can saw about a week ago, we have a finalized version which is ready to be sent to the board. So I guess for this call, is for us to have everybody maybe just to look at, have a final look. So I would recommend that for Marika, could you please upload the letter to the Adobe room? Could you please do that? And then we can have everybody to have a final look. I understand that while you're doing this, I understand that the discussion that we had in at least the past few weeks is based on, number one, the percentage on the cost. I cost the 5%, that particular figure, and I think we have quite an extensive discussion on being flexible at this moment, and I think we made that very clear in the board letter. And the other thing is also we've just mentioned and discussed about the DOI and how to make sure that there is, quote-unquote, a more clear cut on those who are making the the work for designing the framework and for those who will be applying for the fund. So I also think the practices that we've been using reflects in the board letter. So I guess it's just maybe we take the next few minutes just to making sure that everybody is on the same page. I understand that many of you have been reading this, so I guess we'll take another few minutes maybe for Marika just to help us to, you know, quickly walk through what's the finalized version kind of sound like, and then the plan is for the leadership team. Once the call is concluded, then we will send it this version to the board. So I will ask Marika to please help lead and then maybe to go through the letter quickly. Marika?
Thanks, Ching. So yes, what you see on the screen is the final version, the version that has been circulated on the mailing list following our last meeting, which to a large extent hasn't changed much. As you may recall, there was some discussion in relation to what you see here as bullet point three, the overhead question, and I think the group landed there on a compromise where it's clearly indicated that this is an item that will require further conversation, but the board input will definitely be taken into account. And I think that's also the general approach to the letter, where in many cases the CCWG has acknowledged the board input, but notes that at this stage is, of course, too early to definitely determine where the CCWG will end up. So I think this is just the starting point of that conversation and definitely not the end of it. So as I said, the hope is that this incorporates all the feedback and input that we've received to date and the discussions we've had during the meeting. And as Ching noted, the leadership team is planning to send this shortly after this call to the board in response to the letter that was received early March.
Okay. Thank you, Marika. So I guess I can see. So for Carolina, is that an old hen or is it a new hen?
Old hen. Apologies.
Okay. Thank you. So I guess what we will do is that if there's no further views or comments, I guess for us is that we will, actually just go ahead and send the letter to the board. It's been a while, so I think it's a good timing for us to at least to have those points responded and and thanks to the board for, sending this to us. And I guess we will just move on and continue our work. So, okay, let's, I think we're good on this. So let's move on to the next agenda item, which is to talk about the distribution of the work plan and the proposed approach of to dealing with the charter questions. I think in the very beginning of the working group the meetings, and then we've also reviewed this draft work plan, I think, various times. In the past 2 weeks, we haven't received further notes or advices from the working group. So Erica and myself, and also with Marika, we're thinking that this is something that we should be able to let many of us going back to our own SOs and ACs to let them know that this is the schedule and the milestone. So kind of to set the expectation for our respective, SO and ACs. So let's probably once again, just quickly go through this schedule, and then I guess the for you know, as I just described, the plan is for us, each individual member, to take this back to the SOs and ACs to have them to understand more about what has happened and also what will be done in the schedule. So I can okay, I can see from the chat talking about so agreed the letter, and Vanda says also agreed to the letter. So, but I think we would probably still ask Marika to maybe to help walk through the draft work plan again. I mean, very briefly, and please, Marika.
Thanks, Ching. So, indeed, what you see on the screen is the draft work plan, and on the last page of that, you have the proposed approach for dealing with the charter question. So, the work plan itself follows the six steps that have been flagged as the main stages of work for the CCWG. So basically what we've done is assumed the continuation of a call every 2 weeks. And against that, we've mapped out the different phases. So we're currently in phase one, the initial run through of questions. Phase two would be addressing those questions that have been identified as requiring a response, or at least a you know, rough agreement around a response to the charter question to be able to move in to phase three, which would be the compilation of a list of possible mechanisms that could be considered by the CCWG, which would also include a potential consultation with some of the experts we've identified to make sure that the outline and identification of possible mechanisms is accurate. Phase four would then be looking at those mechanisms that have demonstrated that the most potential to meet some of the CCWG expectations, as well as being in line with the legal and fiduciary constraints, and as well, of course, based on some of those initial responses, and then do kind of a deep dive for that mechanism or those mechanisms that have been identified and answer each of the charter questions from the perspective of that mechanism, which is then phase five. And at the end of phase five, hopefully there would be a broad agreement or consensus around which is the mechanism that the group would like to recommend as part of its initial report, which is basically the conclusion then of phase six, which is a publication of the initial report. At this stage, that leads us to the end of this year, but as I've noted before, it will all, of course, depend on how much time is needed for the different phases. And, of course, the idea is that it's you know, we're able to adapt the work plan as needed. I've also noted before the end of year deadline is an artificial one. It's just a point in time to work towards. At some point, you can either decide that you know, more time is needed and you may want to push out that timeline further, or you may decide that you want to speed up the pace and move from a every 2 week schedule to a weekly schedule, or use sub teams, or the different ways, of course, that could be considered. But we're basically working on this basis. As Ching noted, it probably is a good point in time to reach out to the different chartering organizations now and share with them the work plan and the proposed approach, so they are also kept up to date as to you know, which direction the CCWG is going. And Ching, if I may suggest, maybe it's helpful if I work with you and Erica to maybe draft a kind of a little cover note for that outreach to the chartering organizations, and then we can indeed ask each of the members to then share that with their respective groups. That may also you know, create a bit more linkage between the leadership team and the different chartering organizations in that regard.
Yeah, that's a great idea on the, you know, the cover note. That's a great idea. I think that would be helpful for the members here to, you know, to easily to communicate with their SOs and ACs. So, yeah, thanks again. I do see there's questions on some. So Judith asked about whether there's a face-to-face schedule. We'll be talking about that. The short answer is yes. And Nadira Also, I'm just trying to follow the chat stream. To directly to outreach to the chartering organization would be a good idea. Yes. So basically, the intention is, as you can see from the schedule, at least we are, we're not lagging. Behind. We are on schedule. We are on our own schedule. I think it also it offers some of the room to adjust whether the group feels that the work needs to be extended because of various reasons or factors weighed in the future. I want to maybe to pause a little bit and see everybody. Feels if there's any other, additional thoughts or consideration that needs to, build into this schedule. I'll probably get everybody just to look at this, kind of quickly go over and then to move on to the next one. So. And so while you're looking at this, I think in the beginning of the CCWG, we did briefly talk about is there a kind of a pressing timeline to get this done by the end of the year, or would it be something else that we need to, for example, to extend the work a little bit, just to make sure that we can be inclusive as much as possible. So I think based on this, at least to my own personal perspective, we're not really chasing a hard target, and also we kind of we've already blending some of the kind of a buffer here, just to make sure that if we need more time, or let's say if we need another call with the Xavier and with the ICANN staff, we should be able to do that. And if I'm wearing my CCNSO hat, is that potentially, and this is, I think we've also discussed about maybe to have some showcase how some of the CCTOD run their nonprofit or their nonprofit projects. We also probably need to invite some of the experts in the nonprofit org management and the operation to share their views. So I think there's still some ways that when the group start to evolve and more intense work started, we can always go back and look at if there's any change on the schedule needed. But for the time being, for myself, I think personally, I think it's something that it's visible. We should take this opportunity and go back to send this back to our SOACs. So, okay. So I do not see hands, but I do see some of the comments live here. Let me try to. Okay, there are some questions on the. In terms of May, all the questions, the charter questions, as we are going through and we'll be going through some more shortly, is we've always encouraged everybody to take sometimes maybe just 5 to 10 minutes just to look at, in particular, maybe question one or three, those legal questions, those mechanism questions that you have a particular model in mind, and it's always this will be very useful that you can have the input at this this stage. Okay, so if there's no further comments, why don't we wrap this up? And I see for Marika, you leave the notes. Then I think we'll have these action items to be delivered after the call. So okay, so let's. Why don't we just move on to the next item, which is to talk about chapter question 11. Okay, so for those of you who've been following the discussion, I think we've been running, going through those questions. We put it in this kind of two baskets, and I think for question 11, this is the end of the legal basket. So I would hand it to Marika, and please help you know, lead the discussion here. So Marika,
thanks, Ching, and yes, you're absolutely correct. This is the last question that we had in the legal basket, and then we move on to the more scope-related questions. So this is a charter question 11, which reads, should a review mechanism be put in place to address possible adjustments to the framework following the completion of the CCWG's work and implementation of the framework, should changes occur that affect the original recommendations? For example, changes to legal and fiduciary requirements and or changes to ICANN's missions. Some of the responses that were received as part of the Google Doc that is still available, and again, no, this is a summary, so for the full details, please go to the link that you see here and review those responses. But as you can note, most of the responses did indicate that a review mechanism would be helpful. Some noted as well that it may indeed depend on the actual mechanism that is chosen, or that it may be easier or more difficult depending on what mechanism is chosen. Some also commented on the fact that if anything is done, that should be done in a very transparent way. Having potentially internal, external reviews available, noting as well that it should be used to change the overall recommendations, for example, in relation to scope, as that would need to go through a separate community process if it's deemed that that is an issue at stake. And again, others as well along the similar lines pointing out that it would be important for the community to be involved in any kind of review mechanism. And someone also noted that it also could be a kind of a safety mechanism that would need to be built in to have kind of intermediate quality checks, which could result in immediate corrections, for example, canceling remaining grants. So I think if you look at the comments, it's probably on two different levels. One basically focusing on the overall, you know, is the mechanism working? Is there any steering that needs to be done? And if so, how does that need to happen, or how can that happen? And then as well, comments that are more specifically focusing on review of projects and what to do. They should be steering away from you know, the objectives that they specifically outlined, and should there be then a course correction mechanism in place. So with regards to the order in which the questions need to be dealt with, this clearly seems to be one that's very dependent on the preferred framework or mechanism. I think as several already noted it's in their responses, it's clearly linked to the mechanism chosen, what kind of review mechanism may be needed. And this is also clearly linked to legal and fiduciary requirements, as well as potential audit requirements that may be in place. And I may just remind you here that we've actually trying to work with Xavier to have a briefing on audit requirements at a future CCWG meeting. So the group will also have a bit more clarity around what the requirements may be in that regard, which of course also into here. So this is what I've gathered from the input received on the Google Doc. Happy to hear additional comments or suggestions from those on the call.
Thank you, Marika. Okay, so probably I can start. I have one question, and maybe I'm just asking, I probably this also leads to the answer of my previous input on question number one, is that I can see some have already answered in terms of in response to question number one about the mechanism, the framework. So I guess this question actually talks about the review mechanism, if there's anything to be changed and in the mechanism, in the framework, should there be a review mechanism goes along with it. So I guess this is something that's it's definitely very useful to think about this. So I put this particular question under the sub question of question number one. So because as I mentioned that there are some responses in the initial responses to question number one is about whether the mechanism should start with one model and then through some period it will be changed to another model. Example would be the fund would be starting within ICANN and then eventually to be managed and operated outside of ICANN. So I mean, obviously there is a change here, and I think this question is something that we also need to address. So let me probably stop here, and I can see Erica is joined. So it's good to have you back to the call. Yeah, it seems we have some interesting background noises here. So I can see a few people joining the call, and for some reason I'm not able to scroll ups and downs of my chat. So please. I'd like to apologize for not being able to read out some of your comments and suggestions timely, but let me have a pause here and maybe just have everybody to think about this, and before we moving on to the first scope question.
Ching, this is Marika. As you're having issues with the chat, maybe I can just at least note one of the questions that was raised.
Sure, please.
Carolina asked whether, are we to propose to the board a review mechanism? It seems the general agreement is that there should be one. And I responded to her, yes, this question specifically asks if there should be a review mechanism. And at least from my perspective, it would be within the remit of the CCWG to, in addition to that, identify what the proposed criteria for such a review mechanism might be. And I think, as I already noted, reviewing some of your comments, it seems that at least the initial thinking is that there should be a review mechanism in place that is able to make adjustments, but there may be a need to kind of identify how those adjustments could then be taken effect. So, for example, if there are concerns about the scope, it seems that some are suggesting that if changes need to be made to the scope, it should be a community process that is involved in that. While probably on the other hand, the comments in relation to the more quality check related review, presumably that is something that would be within the mechanism to do. There's not necessarily a community process needed to identify if a project is not meeting the expectations and funding may need to be cut or some kind of penalties may need to be put in place. So again, I think that there is already some information here, but as Carolina noted, it does seem from at least those responses received that there is is general support that some kind of review mechanism should be in place. Again, noting that, of course, at the end of the day, the exact nature of that may be dependent of the mechanism chosen.
Right. It should be something that's interesting to discuss further down the road is that which would come first, let's say, we've been knowing, being informing that the fund once allocated, the audit processes will kind of trace down to the to those who's using to receiving the receiving the fund. So I think there's you put it here in the template is that there's audit requirements and we also questioning about this how the review mechanism will work. So I guess that would be something very interesting to discuss, you know, down the road. But I would we'll probably leave some room for further thoughts. But it's always very good to just to think about something here. But I can see Carolina, you are typing something. Right. Thanks for so Carolina was saying that once this mechanism is selected, we should brainstorm possible scenarios. What would trigger the review mechanism and propose alternatives? And even actually to myself, even if the mechanism maybe have some loopholes or doesn't work well, what would be a remedy, or what would be, as you suggest here, what would trigger a review, further a change to an alternative framework. So, okay. So I have Carolina, so please go ahead.
Hi there. No, sorry. I just wanted to say perhaps we should add a sub-question to question 11, where we already begin to sort of brainstorm options. It seems, unless anyone else has the different opinion, that the general agreement is a review mechanism. So perhaps to sort of get people thinking, we can add a sub-question about, what mechanism, we should put in place, what review mechanism, and maybe already sort of begin brainstorming what possible scenarios would trigger that review mechanism. So I think it would be, I think it's this sort of putting the questions in the Google Doc and letting people sort of, write down ideas and brainstorm is working really well. So perhaps it's worthwhile adding that sub-question and already start getting comments on that. So that's just a proposal there.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. Yeah, I think the important part, I fully agree, is what would trigger and, the review ones. I think many organizations, for-profit or non-for-profit, different review mechanism can be adopted either using many of the review mechanisms that we've been using in the ICANN world, from independent ones to even to a check mark one or kind of a scoring system. We can leave that to, definitely leave that to, further discussion. But that's very useful. No, thanks very much. Okay. I can see Alan is typing, so let's wait for a bit. Right, so Ellen was talking about that some of the triggers are pretty clear, time, money, disperse, and red flags from project reviews or audits. That's agreed by Erica. Okay. I guess the question, if you look at, again, is to look at the review mechanism that will be put in place to address possible adjustments to the framework. So I would like to maybe take one step back maybe we need a further clarification on this, is whether this is some mechanism that the group decided and the board, the ICANN board approves it, but something went wrong, and then this review mechanism will help us to make something right. So I guess that's we're talking about here, instead of talking about in the individual project. So I'm pretty sure everybody's clear, but I want to just to make sure that we are on the same page here. Okay, so Manal is saying that she agreed with Ellen, but sorry, my chat window was just gone, so I'm sorry I wouldn't. Yeah, so Manal was saying that it's a combination. Some may be clear now, some may depend on the mechanism selected. Yes, I'd also agree with that. So Erica was mentioning, plus we might experience some slow takeoff because of the narrow definition of the mission statement guiding our work as of now. So Ellen, please.
Yep, thank you. I think the issue that Erica just raised is probably the largest one, which might cause us to have to rethink what this working group is deciding. That is, we're not able to give away the money because we've kept things too narrow. But other than that, this isn't NASA, where we have to compile detailed plans of what happens in each eventuality. If indeed we are doing something so wrong that review and audit, something says we really have to rethink what we are planning, because otherwise we're going to waste the money one way or another. I'm not sure we can plan that ahead of time or designate exactly, what the mechanism is going to be to fix the problem. I think the community is going to have to get involved. Clearly, if we change the ground rules, which this group spends a year and a half creating, then yes, I think the community is going to have to get involved. That's almost a no-brainer. But other than that, I think what we have here is a good outline for what we have to produce in the final report, but I don't think we're going to be able to go into real details of exactly how do we handle each eventuality. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. I think that's point well made, and many of the I can probably some maybe you can we have the same feeling, is that we've been witnessing and even participating lots of ICANN's review. Its own review can be triggered simply by a time, maybe a year or two, and then it can be done within the ICANN community itself, or there could be a third party to be hired and to actually to do the job. And then the goal is to simply once that the framework is being decided, and then it could be just to making sure that the framework, the machine will run well, instead of knocking it down and to do something drastically different. So, but I think we all agree that there could be a scenario. So, at least to what Erica suggested, could be a narrower start, but things may somehow actually differently at the end result. Okay. So, I guess, okay, so I see, I can see Olga is typing. So maybe we'll spend another minute or two, then we'll move on to question number two, the channel question number two. So Olga says she's leaving, so thank you, Olga, for being with us. So, okay, so I think we, once again, this we'll always have a chance, you know, during the intersection, just between the calls, we can please to have more inputs and thoughts to question not only this one, but the previous one. So let's move on to question number two. So Marika, could you load up question number two template? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay. So please go ahead, Marika, so for to lead us to this question number two. Thanks.
Thanks, Ching. This is Marika. So now we're starting the questions have been identified as more scope related questions. And this one in particular has been identified already in earlier conversations as likely one of the gating factors or one of the gating questions, one that will need to be addressed or at least a kind of tentative agreement on the response to this question before we can actually helpfully move into some of the next stages of the work. So the question reads, as part of this framework, what will be the limitations of fund allocation, factoring in that the funds need to be used in line with ICANN's mission while at the same time recognizing the diversity of communities that ICANN serves? This should include recommendations on how to assess whether the proposed use is aligned with ICANN's mission. Furthermore, consideration is expected to be given to what safeguards, if any, need to be in place. So here we've got some input, and I'll release the document so you can all see the comments. So we received quite some input from those that responded to the Google document. So first comment notes that the CCWG should start by describing the various criteria we collectively have in mind as far as judging if a given project is worth the funding by this new DNS agency, and then a number of criteria have been identified. So again, that's a potential approach the CCWG could consider in answering this question. Are there a number of criteria the group can agree on that would need to be followed? Again, of course, taking into account the ICANN's mission and the limitations in that regard. It notes then as well that once the CCWG has developed a list of criteria, these could then be grouped, followed by an evaluation and prioritization effort that would then ultimately define the goals of the granting agency, or I guess in a broader term, the mechanism that is chosen. Someone then notes as well that if funding was to be allocated to support the three communities that ICANN serves, some generic criteria might apply, but there should be room to add more requirements that are subject matter specific. This person knows that funding should be allocated to benefit the internet, but not in a generic way, but closely aligned with ICANN's mission to improve disability security and global interoperability of the internet. Again, another person, again, along the same line, noting that there should be very clear criteria for the at the basis of the selection of process of the project. Again, someone notes here that the assumption is that there would be consensus that should be that funds should be used for the sake of the internet, and not only would this reasonably fit in ICANN's own mission, but the current internet is at stake due to explosive growth of cybercrime, cyber warfare, etc. And the person notes that there's an urgent need to come up with new solutions that in that person's perspective can be built for a relatively modest sum of money. Someone else also noticed that the funds should be used to strengthen the internet as a whole, but especially for the DNS and for a strong awareness program of all TLDs, which should start with education and person here notes a number of examples of what that could look like. Also noting that the group should not forget the multicultural and language diversity, which always is a big handicap and costly. As I noted here as well, this is one of the questions that has been identified as needing to be addressed before commencing work on phase three, as the scope and limitations of funding allocation will likely have a determining impact on the response to the other charter question, as well as determining what mechanism might be most viable to meet the criteria identified as part of this charter question. And one of the sub-questions that was already identified as part of earlier conversation as well, that it shouldn't only focus on the limitations, but also focus on the broader objective or scope of funding allocation. And some of the expertise that is required here is, of course, knowledge concerning ICANN's mission, as well as legal and fiduciary requirements that apply that obviously also have an impact on the notion of you know, what might be within scope and what may be outside of the limitations. So that's what I had noted, and I'm happy to open the floor to other input or comments or suggestions, and again, that may also include you know, what may be the best way for actually tackling this charter question. We're currently gathering more initial thoughts, but as noted, this is identified as a gating question. Some have noted that or suggested that maybe we should start with a list of criteria and then see if there's a way to work down that list to a list that everyone can agree on, and also know that, make sure that it's in line with ICANN's mission and legal and fiduciary requirements, and you know, what is the best way to go about that, or are there other suggestions for how the group may tackle this specific charter question?
Thank you, Marika. So I can see, Ellen and Asha, you have your hands up. So I guess, Marika, you brought up something that's it's very worthy to, you know, to think about once again, is to how to tackle the initial responses that we've received so far, is or how would, what would be a best way to, you know, to have more inputs, or even to evaluate what would be something right to do, at least to put together a good response at this stage. So let's move from to Ellen first. Yes, Ellen. Thank you.
What strikes me as missing here is a measure of the magnitude of allowable grants. That is, how large will we consider, and perhaps how small will we consider, just to make sure overhead doesn't exceed the benefits of the grant itself. And I can't really recall, is that a subject of another charter question, or should that be part of this one? Question for Marika, I guess.
Thank you, Alan. I'll probably ask a follow-up. I know, Asha, you have your hands up, but maybe a follow-up on this. Are you talking about specific, so amount here, or maybe like the letter that being sent from the board is maybe a kind of a percentage of the annual, or a overall fund, a percentage being allocated to, and let's say, one individual organization to receive the fund? So maybe that's also something we can tackle here. But without answering this now, let's talk about more. Let's move to Asha, please. Asha.
Thank you, Ching. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. So I just wanted to make a comment about this particular question, charter question. So I do agree with what was said in the chat about a good start being to define the objective to the funding. That really is, I think, a fundamental requirement, something that's very important and would kind of help the progress of the CCWG. And in light of that, I would like to suggest that that the relationship between the proposed uses for the funds and the mission, that's something that could be highlighted. So, for example, proposals that may come in later on for applying for grants, they should include a statement. They could include a statement showing the relationship between what they're applying for and the mission, and that would actually help with this, help make ensure that we are in line with the mission. Another quick comment I wanted to make in light of Ellen's comment. I don't think it's in this question. It might be in another. But I agree with what Ellen just mentioned, because if we're going to have too many small grants, I shouldn't say too many, but if there's going to be a large number of small grants, then your overheads will increase significantly. So that may be a question that the CCWG wishes to consider. I think it's a very good point that Ellen just brought up. I'll end here. Thank you.
Thank you, Asha. I think that's a very good point made about a kind of a potential a topic on the size of fund granted. So I think, we're making notes here. So I have Mark here. Mark, seems that you are on mute.
Yes,
can you hear us?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Mark. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I intend to disagree with it. It's more the other way around. We at Enelnet have experience with very small grants for the last 20 years, which are in the order of between 5,000 and, say, 50,000. And it's amazing how much you can still do with such small amounts of money. And if you would use a lot of existing infrastructure to disburse this money, then you don't necessarily need more overhead than with large grants.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Your points well made, and I can see some in the chat room also talked about not a problem, but there will be a streamlined process or processing then. So I can see that. Asha, is that an old hand or a new hand?
It's an old hand. I'll bring it down. Thank you.
Okay. So then I'll go to Mark. Then I'll go to Ellen. Ellen, please.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think we should really be having the substantive discussion here right now, just outlining what the questions are. In terms of things like small grants, they may be really effective, as Mark has just said, but you need to make sure your process, your procedure you design, you go through the same process for evaluation and review as you would for a $10 million grant. So it's a matter of matching the process to the function. But I don't think, I think we need to just identify what the issues are and not come to the conclusions here.
Sounds good. Thank you, Alan, for this, for the reminder and notes. So, yes, Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to note and also put it in the chat, and Alan raised the question, is this the place to discuss this issue or are there other charter questions? And I pointed out that charter question 4, which is actually next on our agenda, so we may even get to that today, asked the questions about what aspects should be considered to define the time frame, if any, for the funds allocation mechanism to operate, as well as the disbursement of funds. Example, given the time frame for the operation of this new mechanism may provide the opportunity for long-term support or for funding to be released in tranches linked to milestone achievements, singular or multiple disbursements. So it may also be an item that comes up as part of that conversation.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I have Asha in the chat room said her point to raise, it would be good if the proposal would include a statement showing relationship with the missions. I think that's noted, and I think that's something, proposal request for funding. Okay, noted. I can see Erica and Vanda both typing. Yeah, would it be something that, let me try to scroll in my, would it be something that's also used for, because of the members, the nature of this CCWG, so would it be something that's useful, since we're talking about in the very beginning of, trying to kind of bring the answers to this question, would it be something that's useful to have an exercise for each members that maybe take sometimes and speak to your SO and ACs and to make sure that firstly we're answering the scope questions, and the secondly is the SOAC representing names, numbers, and the benefits of users and nonprofits and for-profit, organizations. So, perhaps this is also useful that, each individual members can start to outreach to your organization and have their input, or at least we can, have you to represent the SO and ACs to have something that's well planned and also well thought. So thinking that would be something useful to have an exercise like that. And I can see in the chat that Erica says that the importance to define the objectives, we should spend some time to think about this. Not sure if our current chartering questions already looking into this. So Erica, you're asking Marika for this. And thank you, Vanda, for sending questions to the to enlarge. Yes, Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. In response to Erica's question, I think indeed it's something we identified that would probably fit underneath this specific question, even though it's not spelled out. But as we've noted, this is why we're going through the exercise, that we can identify sub questions or clarifying questions. So I think this is clearly one where the overall objective is important to be addressed. So I think there was a suggestion that it should be part of this conversation on limitations, and it would nicely fit with that.
Right. Okay. And I have maybe some other thoughts, but I'll hold it here. But if nobody is bringing up my the follow-up questions on reading through this initial responses are whether we should include everything here, or this needs to go through kind of a yes no, or maybe if we have, let's say, 20 criteria or objectives here, whether it's a kind of a voting saying that this is good, the groups have full support, or the group have less support. How do we decide whether some of the criteria stay and some of the criteria we might not include here because of those criteria or objectives are not in line with the ICANN mission? So what would be a way to decide this? So I think that's also something we should talk about in the future. I have in the chat room for Nadira is she thinks that thinks the fund objectives should fall obviously with ICANN mission. but the response that Erica Erica gave is you still need to define objectives more clearly. That's for sure. Marika, is that old hand or new hand?
No, it's a new hand actually. This is Marika. So
okay, go ahead.
A potential suggestion might be, as several have noted, you know, is there a way to start progressing on some of these questions? And if this one has indeed been clearly identified as one where further discussion is needed, would it be worth to put out a survey question where we basically say, look, this is ICANN's mission. It's been clear from the legal and fiduciary requirements that there needs to be a clear link between funding allocation and ICANN's mission. So, from your perspective, please write down what you believe should be the objectives of fund allocation, and maybe that at least would give us some input when we when we finished our run through of all the charter questions and we start diving deeper in some of those questions that need to be answered, and maybe then we at least have a starting point, and it gives already people then some time to start thinking about that, because we can leave of course that survey open until we actually start with our more in-depth deliberations.
Sure. I very much like the idea. I think that's more inclusive. I think at this stage we need to have more inputs and to be more inclusive at this stage. I see. Yes. Go ahead, Ellen. You have your hands up.
Thank you. I have a real concern about starting to get too specific. I suspect we're going to end up with some very imaginative and useful projects being proposed where the claim can be made that they are in support of the mission and certainly not against the mission, which is as our charter proposed it, but that we're not thinking of today. So I think we need to be really, really careful about not putting in constraints that will stop innovation. The purpose of this funding is not just to do things that ICANN would do in its own budget, but to widen the scope to the extent allowable by the mission. So we need to be really careful about not adding constraints that aren't there because we haven't thought of the kind of things. Thank you.
Got it. Okay. Point well made, Alan. And I can see some notes being input in the chat room also agree with what Ellen has proposed, and I think yes, this is an exercise to help all of us here to make sure that we're familiar with the questions and kind of build up this kind of logic in terms of building the mechanism itself and also for the scope. I mean, that's the whole purpose of having, once again, this conversation and this exercise. So I can see Asha agree with Stephanie. The fear of confining ourselves too much but thinking of about the objective help shape the conversation and working going forward. So basically, I mean, we shouldn't, as Ellen correctly pointed out, we shouldn't limit ourselves. We shouldn't, put too many constraints at this point. But once again, I like the idea. Maybe we can start with some of the survey questions and help to start at least to begin to shape the answers and shape to kind of putting things down. Something kind of real for further deliberation. So I think that would be something useful to do. I can see Stephanie agree with the approach. And okay. So. In the chat room, in the chat room, I can see. I'm just flipping over the chat room. So Erica was saying that good point raised by Alan. Instead of identifying objectives, we would like to run few scenarios to understand what we would consider that would be conveyed by the mission and what not. Indeed, we should support mission-driven innovation process. I think definitely if something can be done within ICANN box, then we'll leave it to them, to that particular box. But this is something that we're definitely to do something that's, you know, beneficial to a broader broader community. So that's definitely not to forget that. Okay. In the chat room was there's discussion about a couple scenarios. In some of us in many other working groups, we also been using the approach of having several straw man scenarios. Let's say it's this particular mechanism and we have these objectives to be achieved. This approach is also, I mean, once again, used by many other, working groups, which we can make a reference to. Okay, so Erica was replying the scenarios and for the survey are both possible. Big funds typically have very few objectives, but allow these objectives to be modified by scenarios or the applications. Okay, that's a good point. Probably you can feel that this probably scope question is much kind of heavier than the legal constraint, legal and fiduciary questions. So probably we would spend a little bit more time staying at this. If people feel that we should keep this conversation going, I can definitely do that. I can see on the agenda we still have another scope question. Let's see if people still have, I can see people still typing. So let's maybe spend a few minutes. We have another two items on the agenda, but I'd like to give people just to maybe to have some further inputs on this one. Okay, so Asha was saying that it would be good to start the conversation going on the objectives first, even there will be just a few. I think that's a great point. So a kind of a simpler start, and at least we have, kind of an exercise going on and see whether the mechanism plus the objectives would work for the team. But plus, I'd like to, just to make sure that, once again, this is a kind of a heavier, thoughts and questions that we need to go through that. So just to make sure that this is, as everybody agree, this is fundamentally important to the group. I just like to remind everybody that this could lead us, probably the last thing we should do is to make it kind of an open-ended exercise. So just a very friendly word of caution here. Yeah, so Ellen was saying that objective one, do good things and things might not get done if we weren't here. That's a good point too. Yeah, so I'm just trying to scroll things up. Stephanie was saying that it's important, I think, remember small projects will have more modest goals, I think you were saying, than large ones. So scope and size may difference and may differentiate the objectives. The process will be iterative. Her own experience, small projects have really important multiplier effects. They allow organizations to trial a project, educate on an existing project, do necessary research on issue, etc. So I think that's good point, very good point, May. Okay. So how do we feel here? So Marika, so and also Erica, are we good to maybe to have a pause here and then we move on to question number four, or is people feeling okay that we spend a little bit more time on this one and then we leave question four to next time? I don't see hands here, so if okay, so Ellen and Asha, you're typing. I will just wait. But probably if we're, let's maybe just sit on the thoughts and have a look at this first. We will have another 2 weeks here. So maybe I still have a question number four. So why don't we just load up? Let's just have it wrap up here. So I think that's something that we have pretty good discussion here, at least to start with. Why don't we load up? Yes, I can see Marika, you're loading up question number four. Let's have a quick look. And so Marika, please go ahead, getting on the question number four.
Thanks, Ching. And as I know that we have just limited time available, we can maybe indeed go
yeah.
quickly through this and then put it back on the agenda for
yeah.
the next meeting in case people want to add comments or issues. So charter question four, and really referred to it earlier on, relates to the time frame. So the question is, what aspects should be considered to define a time frame, if any, for the funds allocation mechanism to operate as well as the disbursements of funds? An example given, the time frame for the operation of this new mechanism may provide the opportunity for long-term support or for funding to be released in tranches linked to milestone achievements, single or multiple disbursements. And I noticed, well, this was actually one of the conversations, I think, that was taking place on the mailing list at some point very early on, and I think some of those comments have actually even been captured here. So first comment here refers to the way this is done for the European Commission framework program, where there's a broader strategic plan, and then there are several calls throughout a certain period of time, which each have a given focus. So it's not every call is not the same, but it's focused on different objectives and priority, which then run over a 3 to 5 year period for the framework, after which then a new framework may be defined. Another person knows that this is a singular opportunity, both in scope and in nature. While there may be other opportunities for ICANN to actively dispense money, they're not currently part of the process, and I have a great fear of institutionalizing an ICANN charity. CCWG is looking at a singular event, which is auction access in the first round of open applications ever. Any structure the CCWG creates should naturally sunset. This should inform both the setup and the rules for disbursement and productively simplifies both. Here someone notes that in principle they agree with the previous comment. It points out that there are also unknowns regarding the future. You know, there may be other rounds. There may be additional auctions. Any such auctions may have proceeds designated for similar use as the first round. And the person that notes that if that would all happen, this process may be applicable again. But at the same time, noting as well that what the CCWG should not require that everything would start over again and would need to be reinvented. Someone knows here as well that the funds were to be allocated through partnerships that support the three communities that ICANN serves across all regions. That should be desirable. Having a medium long-term perspective should be desirable. to get it organized in a way that desirable impact can be reached, to give time for supported projects, organizations to deliver and reach their goals, that should plan for a minimum of 10 years, and that should allow for the opportunity for the dust of the current political, economical, global changes to settle and properly address questions about stability. As some of you suggest as well, having three calls separated in time, dividing the amount of money into three groups as called out in EIGN's missions, so names, numbers, and protocols slash standards. Here someone points out as well that granting money to the right projects could be a very time-consuming effort, since not only granting money, but also selecting projects and monitoring milestones and results. Here someone notes and relates as well to what we discussed previously, and as such, you know, maybe funds should be limited to a maximum of 50 to 100K per project, based on an average project grant of approximately 50K. There's clearly a lot of work to do, and that maps out, and of course, again, a certain time frame, and it would take 25 organizations 5 years to subgrant the whole fund if this line of thinking would be followed. And the person notes as well, this is one of the reasons not to have the complete auction procedures burst by just one new central EIGN organization. I note here as well that I think as a result of our earlier survey, this question was flagged as a gating question, that it needs to be addressed early on, as it will likely determine the response to some of the other charter questions, as well as determine which mechanism may be most suitable. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Marika. I think to myself, I'm reading through this once again. I think the response is, here, you know, in probably it's very, I think it's very, some of the ideas are probably it's clearer than the ideas being brought out in other answers to the questions. So it deals with the ins and the outs, whether the ins, the money coming from is just one time or there will be future opportunity to receive the fund, whether this CCWG should, you know, deal this with at once, or should this be, you know, future usage for this mechanism, you know, the CCWG mechanism, and this disbursement of the fund. There's a couple suggestions here, including some of the extensive ones, some of the kind of simplified ones, making couple calls and to have the money allocated to a couple groups. Some are more complicated, some are simpler. So for you know, question like this, I'm just looking at the answers. So maybe members have feels that, for example, to this particular initial response, whether we're kind of comfortable with, let's maybe it's for time being this kind of reach to a level of that we are kind of to agree with that, and then some of the answers, some of the initial response, where for example the previous one, it feels like there's some more exercise to be done. So I'm just bringing up this kind of thoughts here, and just to at some point of time, at the later stage, we'll probably the staff and the team probably need to decide which initial response needs to be addressed. Maybe spend a little bit more time. And for example, the previous one, we need a survey or some scenario, some simple objectives to run through an exercise to kind of build up something that we can help us to shape the answers. So let me stop here and see if others have further thoughts. I understand that we have only 5 minutes left, but let me maybe pause here for a little bit. You can see Judith is typing, so. Okay. So, yes, I think we're reaching to the 90 minutes limit. So once again, we will have another, 2 weeks to work through the questions and to give further inputs. Why don't we, let's pause here. It seems that to me that for this particular initial response, there's some concrete, more relatively concrete ideas here that we probably can, you know, give you a try and see how this would fit in into the design of the mechanism. But why don't we just maybe just leave it as it is, and then let's move on to the last items, which is about ICANN-59. And so Marika, I can see that we have a date here, so to explain a little bit.
Yeah, this is Marika. So the leadership team put forward a request to the GNSO Council leadership for some time on the agenda at ICANN-59 in Johannesburg, which is the policy forum. And it's currently tentatively scheduled as part of the GNSO schedule on Tuesday, 27th of June, from 1:30 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon local time. As always, of course, remote participation will be available for those that are not able to attend in person. I think we need to actually check, but of course we'll need to build it into our work plan as well, and as one of the meetings that is part of the overall schedule. So I do know that it's still tentative. I think there, from my personal perspective, a good chance that it will remain there. But as I think we've noted before, it is a four-day meeting, so there are a lot of competing priorities. But hopefully, the slot will be reserved for the CCWG auction proceeds. And yes, Asha, it's a Tuesday, 27th of June, in the afternoon.
Thank you, Marika. So I guess, do you know that when would be kind of being confirmed? Because I know everybody's planning. Some of us, are able to travel to join this meeting, which is shorter. But do you have some thoughts, some ideas? When can it be confirmed for the session?
Yeah, this is Rick. I'm hoping that the GNSO Council is meeting next week, and the agenda is one of the items. One of the meeting agenda is one of the items on the agenda. So my assumption is that, you know, if no objections or meetings are identified that have priorities, it would stay in that slot. But I'll follow up with the council leadership to make sure that we get a firm date by when we can confirm to all of you that is the time and the date for the meeting.
Got it. Okay. That's much appreciated. Okay. So we'll wait for your further notes, and then so people can plan around, you know, the dates. But thanks again for making this work. And I think we're reaching to the 90 minutes limit. So the next meeting schedule, 2 weeks from now, will be May the 25th. Still had 1400 UTC. So I guess we should. So Mark was saying that this will be a session day, a holiday. But yes, fully noted. But once again, so we will still go on, and then make sure that please make yourself available for the meeting. So until then, thanks everybody for joining in. Thank you. Bye bye then.
Bye bye. Thank you, Ching.
Thanks.
Thanks all. Bye. Bye.
Thank you again. The meeting has been adjourned. Operator, please stop the recording and disconnect all remaining lines.